This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
Good.
That's good. Who are you?
Emma.
Hello, Emma. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm 20. I'm taking a break from study.
By playing by playing Pokemon?
No, I mean, like, I was a student and now I'm taking a break for medical reasons.
And what do you do for a job?
Oh, and I'm training for a job as a personal assistant.
Oh, and what is that personal assistant for?
To a dominatrix.
Interesting! How did you get into that?
My friend set me up. I'm just the personal assistant. I don't do anything in the dungeon.
I love that. Nothing in the dungeon.
No.
Yeah. Good boundary there. Is it a good boundary?
Yeah.
Yes. So, are you from Palmy?
No, I'm from Taranaki.
Taranaki. How long have you lived in Palmy?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Nearly 2 years. Oh, about a year and a half, maybe. Year and three quarters or something.
Yeah. So, did you just came from New Plymouth?
Opunaki.
Opunaki. I've never been to Opunaki before.
That's not that great. It's got a nice beach and a nice view of the mountain, but that's about it.
That's it.
Yeah, it's really small.
It's very small. Why is that?
Because it's a small town.
How many people are there?
Oh, I don't know. A couple of thousand, maybe.
A couple thousand. Nothing big.
No.
Alright, so what is your sex?
Like, female?
Is
that what you mean?
Yes. Do you know what gender identity is?
Whether you classify yourself as female or male?
Yes. What gender do you identify yourself as?
Female.
Female. And what is your sexuality?
Asexual.
And what is your cultural identity? Which culture do you identify with?
New Zealand?
Yep.
What? Is that what you're asking me? Yep.
You can be a you can identify your culture with Kiwi.
Can I be like Kiwi Asian?
Kiwi Asian? Really?
Because I'm all really into Asia.
You're really into Asia, so...
I'm really into Asian culture. That's not my actual nationality, but...
It works.
Yeah.
And do you express yourself in a masculine, feminine, a dykish way, or tomboy, or anything?
I'd say I'm more feminine than masculine.
More feminine?
Yeah.
So you're like a girly girl?
Not super girly, but kind of.
Yeah. You have your moment. You have your masculine moments, but not that often.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you do. So when did you realise that you were attracted to the same gender?
I think I was like 14, and I remember I was watching TV, and there's a bunch of cheerleaders on TV, and I was like, oh, they're quite hot, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh shit, I just realized I'm attracted to women, holy shit. And yeah, that was pretty much it.
Was it like Bring It On or something, that movie?
No, I think the rugby was on or something. My parents were watching rugby and there's cheerleaders or something like that. I can't really remember.
That's new. Okay, I've never actually heard. I never actually heard that before, where someone, a girl, figured out that they're attracted to girls by watching a manly game of rugby.
Oh, I don't watch rugby. My dad was watching it, and I was just in the room, and there was cheerleaders.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Touch your ball on that ground. Anywho, so did you have feelings with other students in that class? Like other girls?
Not in my class, but at the same school I did.
At the same school?
Yeah.
Did you ever tell them about it, or...
No.
Were they, like, the hot girls that just, like, walk around and you just go, oh.
kind of, yeah. Like, I don't know.
In a
really
stalkerish way.
Yeah, I'm really easily intimidated by females, so if I like a girl, I can never really tell her.
Why is that?
Because I'm very shy.
Oh, you're a shy person.
Yeah, I'm actually, like, I've got social anxiety as well.
So, when you first realised, how did you feel?
Nothing really changed.
Like, oh my god.
I was just like, huh, that's interesting.
I guess you didn't really went for a denial period, didn't you?
Nah.
You just accepted who you are and like, me.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm me, I don't care.
Like, I had a boyfriend at the time, but, yeah, there was no problem with it, really. I was just like, oh, girls are hot.
My girlfriend is into other girls. Yay! Was it that kind of thing?
He kind of didn't really like it that much, but...
Really?
Because he's had girls ditch him for other girls before, so he was scared I was going to do that.
Oh.
Which is understandable.
Yeah, well, I guess that's understandable. Yeah. Well, I guess that's different then. He's not really against sexuality, he's just against...
No, he was just, because we were in a relationship, he was just afraid of me leaving him kind of thing.
Yeah, it's sweet in a way, don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't want to lose you! Yeah, so, when did you come out? Or are you out?
I haven't told my family, but with my friends, I've pretty much told everyone, like, yeah.
How did that go? When you told them?
Well, I didn't actually really have to come out to them. I was just kind of like, an everyday conversation, like, oh yeah, I'm bi, blah, 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 kind of thing. Or like, are we talking about a girl and people were like, oh, you're gay? And I'm like, oh, I'm bi, kind of thing. Like, it's not a big deal, but with my family, I can't tell them.
Why is that?
I'm not really close with them, so I don't know how they'll react.
So it's not really a question of coming out or anything, it's just that you just don't feel like it, don't feel like they should know?
If I get in a relationship with a girl for, like, a long-term relationship, I'd probably tell them. But at the moment, I've never really had any reason to tell them.
Fair enough. Yeah. So, when did you, when was that when you actually came out to your friends?
I kind of just tell them when I meet them or, like, I don't know, like when I was 15 or 16 or something.
So, did you ever felt that you had to keep it a secret from anybody?
Only from my family.
Only from your family. Do you think that you would ever tell them? You probably would if you got into a relationship, but otherwise?
Yeah. Maybe if they asked me about it.
Like, see you with a girl or something like that?
If it was with a girl, I would tell them, but if my parents were just like, I don't know, if they just asked, oh, what's your sexuality or something, I wouldn't mind telling them, but I'm not going to bring it up myself.
It's highly unlikely that they'll probably be like, yeah. especially if you've had boyfriends and stuff.
Yeah,
so you've had a support system in your because of your sexuality, about your sexuality, like no one was against it or anything.
Nah.
And they supported you.
If anyone was, I'd just be like, fuck off. I don't
bitch
care.
Bitch, please. Yeah. And, God, I lost track. How could I lose track? So, have you ever been to a LGBTIQ youth group before?
No.
Have you ever wanted to?
Yes. But, because of my social anxiety, I haven't been able to. If someone did take me, I'd probably just be real quiet and not really talk to anyone kind of thing.
Yeah. So you think, have you ever been in a relationship with a girl before?
Not in a relationship.
Have you had flings with girls?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us about it?
I was drunk at a party.
Oh!
We just hooked up.
Like nothing big?
Nothing big, no. We thought about getting into a relationship afterwards, but it just...
didn't happen.
Yeah, we weren't really that into each other kind of thing. Like, it was just a drunk thing.
It was a spare of the moment.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you ever had feelings for, like, proper romantic feelings for a girl before?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Would you like to give us an example of any of these girls?
There was this one girl who I met in Japan. Mm-hmm. And she was from Canada. And I kind of fell in love with her, but she's straight, so I never told her. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, how do you meet other people in the LGBTIQ community?
I've never really been able to until recently. My flatmates kind of introduced me to people in the community.
And it's slowly one by one and one? Or...
yeah, like just starting to know her friends.
So all new for you?
Yeah.
Brand new experiences, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, it's a completely new world. Is it a new world for you?
Little bit, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like nothing has changed.
Yeah, nothing's really changed that much. It's just more around me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
People are more fabulous.
Absolutely.
Woo! Yeah, so, what is your definition in virginity?
My definition of virginity?
Yes.
Well, this first time you make love to someone. Mm. Really?
One sec. Do you think, do you feel that virginity can be more of a sexual thing? Could be other things, like emotional, spiritual, or religious?
I'd just say it's a physical thing, like, just the physical sex.
Between two people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever experienced, or... received any abuse or abusive behaviour because of your sexuality or gender identity?
No.
So it's not because that you're like, woo, I'm bi.
What?
It's not. It's because you're not really going out and saying, woo, I'm bi.
Not really, no.
Then again, I don't think anybody does that. No. Yay, I'm gay! Unless they're probably like a drag queen. Apart from Beth. I'm a lesbian! But I think she's more like, oh, I'm a dominatrix! Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about you being a PA with you for a dominatrix.
That's kind of interesting because I'm quite vanilla, so...
Vanilla?
Like...
not like you're not chocolate or anything, or strawberry.
Like, sexually, I'm quite not that kinky. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not into whips or toys and stuff like that. So it's kind of really interesting doing stuff with Bev because she's into so much, and I'm just like, what is this?
You're slightly fascinated, but at the same time, you're like, no.
Yeah, pretty much.
Keep that whip away from me. I don't want to be tied up. too many dreams. So, did you expect this to happen at all?
This dominatrix thing?
Yeah.
No, didn't expect it, but it just kind of happened.
Yeah. Things happen. It was, yeah. Oh, goodness gracious me. What do you see yourself doing in the future?
I want to travel a lot.
Mm.
So I want to have a job where I can kind of work in many countries.
Many countries.
Yeah, like all throughout Asia. I'd love to travel through Asia.
You travelled a lot already, haven't you?
A little bit.
Obviously to Japan.
Yeah, that was awesome.
How about anywhere else?
I've been to Fiji, Tonga, Vanuatu. That's all.
Australia?
No.
No?
I haven't even been to the South Island either.
As you do. Well, thank you for the interview.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay, sweet.